Let's do this. I'll tell you one recipe that Barbara did very, very well, and you tell me one recipe
Yes.
that your wife did very, very well.
Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast Lockdown Series. Every Monday, we'll be connecting with Italian wine people. Join us to find out what they're doing and drinking today. This podcast is brought to you by Colangelo & Partners, the leading fine wine and spirits agency in the U.S. Visit Colangelo & Partners on www.colangelopr.com.
Giancarlo, buongiorno.
Ciao.
Or I should say, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good morning for you, sorry.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock more or less here in New York, and it's finally a nice sunny day. We had pretty bad weather so far, but funny, has a little bit of sun. How are things in Bra?
In Bra, we live for 2 months. For me, in a very small apartment with two daughters, and so it's not so easy. But I'm lucky because other people are not so good with it's not easy for other people, so I think I'm lucky. My situation is quite good.
I'm sure. Giancarlo, just a quick question. Can you refresh our memory and tell us a little bit what you do?
I'm the editor of the Slow Wine Guide. That is a wine guide that we make in Italy for a slow food movement. Is we made for 10 years this guide, and the 2020 edition is the 10 edition. So during my life, normally I taste a lot of wines, I drink a lot of wines, and I visit a lot of wineries because our job is very nice. We travel a lot to discover new wineries, to discover new terroirs, and also it's 3 years that we started also to review some wineries from California and Oregon. This is very nice, and sure. So I travel a lot in US, and it's very, I love traveling. In this moment, it's very difficult also for this this situation. I can travel, it's a part of my life. The most important thing that we introduce with this guide is that we visit every year every winery.
And how are you managing all this in the situation where you can travel? And I believe in Italy, you can't, at this time, you can't even cross the boundaries of every region. So how are you changing the way the guide is, it's been prepared?
Our decision is that we will make the visit, but with digital, with probably with this this system, with Zoom and or Skype, and maybe I think will be a different things, but probably it will be nice because in our mind is that record every visit with Zoom or Skype, and after we can collect all the visits, and probably we can use to put also some QR code on the guide, and you can see after the visit that we made in every winery. So maybe for the guide is not so bad. It's bad for us because during the visit it's very nice to meet the people, to talk with the people, and it's also a moment very important to know better the region or these wines, and also the way in what the people grow the vineyards. It's very important also for the reason that you told before. So for the thing that we love to explain to our readers, so not only the taste of the wines, but also what you can find outside the glass.
listen, going back to, you know, how this whole thing changed our lives. Barbara and I don't have any kids, and so we spend most of our time either working or reading or things like that. I know you have two kids, two daughters, I believe, and I bet you've been spending time helping them with the homework. But how do you balance that with your personal life? So I guess, I mean, I try to exercise every day. What do you do? I mean, how do you balance the family and your personal time?
Usually I woke up very early, 6 o'clock. And for the two first hours, usually I decide to make a thing that I never made. It's write a book. I'm writing a drama, a thriller, but maybe never read, never will read this book, because it's only like an hobby. And but
I'll be happy to be your publisher. I'll publish it. I'll be very happy to do that.
I finished the thriller 1 week ago, and now I'm just reading. I read a very nice phrase about Charles Bukowski, that in a bad time, write is the only thing that you can make not crazy. And I think it's a right phrase, because in this period I'm writing, and so I'm thinking to other stories, other things. Very nice.
So, I do the same, man. You know, I try to keep my mind busy and off the newspapers and all of that, and so I'm reading a couple different things. I'm reading this thing from Harvard Business School on strategy. I love strategy. And then I found this book that is called The Beauty and the Terror.
Wow.
And it's about Italy during Renaissance, but not from the point of view of the art, of the beautiful moments that Italy's story witnessed during the Renaissance. It's more about like the wars and the struggles of all, because Italy back then was, as you know, made of many different states, and these states were not getting along. So it's actually a good way to think about what happened in the past and see what we can do today to avoid the same mistakes. What about exercising? Because I don't know about you, but I try to balance the drinking and the eating with a little bit of exercise. So
yes, also before the virus, usually I made like 30 minutes every day to some exercise, and now I improve the number of exercise. In the moment I'm making like 45 minutes, 1 hour.
Wow.
Half in the morning, half in the afternoon.
Not bad.
It's nice. I use some app on the iPhone.
So what is your routine? Because I can tell you, I do 3 days, and 3 days I interchange exercises. I try to make it always interesting and fun, because otherwise it's boring as hell. So how do you keep it interesting for you? How does it work?
I have a boss. This is my Apple Watch.
Nice.
It's my boss and decide everything for me. And I have some apps. And
do your kids exercise with you, or you exercise alone?
No, alone. And during the exercise, usually I listen a podcast from, it's made by an incredible teacher of history. Is Alessandro Barbero. Is very nice person. It's wonderful podcast. And so when I made my exercise, I hear about Napoleone, on Garibaldi, Mazzini, Cavour, or some.
Giancarlo, this is for the burning part of the calories. What about the gaining part of the calories? Are you cooking, or is your wife cooking, or you're taking
both.
Burns?
Both, because I like very much to cook. It's a part very important for my life, and it's very nice. And but also my wife is a very good cooker.
So let's do this. I'll tell you one recipe that Barbara did very, very well. and you tell me one recipe yes. that your wife did very, very well. You want to mm-hmm. start or should I start?
I start you.
So that's about 2 weeks ago, Barbara made an amazing ragu. Okay, so red sauce and meat. And because we wanted to kind of flavor it up a little bit, we used bacon. I know that's kind of an exception to the Italian rule.
Yeah.
But trust me, it was amazing. It was probably the best meal we had during quarantine. And, you know, we don't do much pasta, but we indulged because the sauce was absolutely fantastic. Really, really good. We ate it for like 2 days straight. So what about you?
My wife is... from Tuscany, so it's not Piemontese. Yeah, I married a Tuscan girl. And,
well, I married a Piemontese, imagine that.
Yeah, yeah. And so yeah, she's very a good cooker. I love some Tuscan recipes like Papa Pomodoro during the summer. This is not the season. And during the winter and the spring is very nice, the ribollita.
I love that.
And probably tonight she will cook, probably, because the weather is not so good and we have to cook on the terrace. We will make the Fiorentina. We bought a very big bistecca.
Nice.
And probably we will make the Fiorentina, but I'm not sure because the weather is not so good. So
we have to. Do you already have a wine to go with that? Have you thought about opening something special or?
But probably we have some Barolo because yesterday I make a tasting with Zoom. With a producer, and I opened like 6 or 7 different bottles, and
nice.
I have a lot of bottles opened, and so we can match different wines with the bistecca.
Barbara the other day made the bagnetto verde with the anchovies.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It's very Piedmontese recipe.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing a lot of like regional dishes. Sometimes I cook something from Sicily, sometimes from Piedmont. So, you know, we try to balance the regionality of it. So listen, one more question. Do you help your kids with the homework? Are you, do you also have to double your time as a teacher? How does it work?
Yeah, I divide with my wife the job to try to make the homework, but she's very nice. She has to improve also the knowledge. She has to make more things, more concepts. So it's not simply homework. So it's not so easy, but she's nice because it's a different things and never. Think about to teach about math or Italian or.
Well, it's definitely a much more engaging way to being a parent for sure. And I know it's a lot of work, but probably of all things, this is gonna keep us all more, you know, close together and all of that. Giancarlo, listen, thank you very much for your time. Unfortunately, I don't have a glass with me, but. It's only a little earlier in New York. I wish I could have a Barolo. We're probably gonna have something tonight. Probably a white, I think, because we're probably gonna go for a lighter dinner. So listen, thank you very much. I appreciate your time and chatting with you. And I hope to see you soon. We are probably, hopefully, coming back to Piemonte in August. So maybe we'll see you then.
And I hope, but I'm not sure. I have planned a travel to US. To Philadelphia in the middle of September.
Well, you know, if you're coming to New York, I don't know if restaurants will be working by then, but we would love to have you for dinner if things allow it.
Thanks a lot. Cin cin.
Grazie, caro.
Ciao.
All the best. Ciao. Grazie.
Ciao, 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 ciao.
Ciao.
See you next Monday for another Virtual Wine Journey Italian Wine Podcast Lockdown Series.